With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is predicting an extension of the 2018 Farm Bill will be in the temporary spending bill that Congress is likely to pass over the next few weeks to keep the government operating.
I think we'd be better off if we had a five-year Farm Bill, but we don't. That isn't going to happen.
Congress voted last November to extend the policies of the 2018 Farm Bill, which had expired on September 30th. So far this year, the House Agriculture Committee has voted for a new version of the Farm Bill, but the measure hasn't been brought up for a vote in the full House, and negotiations in the Senate haven't produced a bill there yet either. Grassley, who serves on the Senate Ag Committee, says the new Farm Bill needs to include higher price supports for commodities such as corn and soybeans. The Iowa Utilities Commission has found that Summit Carbon Solutions has successfully complied with the requirements of a June 25th order regarding the company's application for a hazardous liquid pipeline permit. Last week, the IUC issued the permit. The order doesn't modify the conditions Summit Carbon must establish in order to start construction. Back on June 25th, the IUC issued its final decision and order regarding Summit Carbon's petition for a hazardous liquid pipeline permit. As a part of its decision, the commission required Summit Carbon to make several compliance filings with the IUC. Summit Carbon completed the compliance filings required by the IUC on August 5th. The filings included revised petition exhibits. The pipeline will cross over 2,000 miles in five states, including 70 miles in Iowa. In planning the pipeline, Summit partnered with 57 ethanol plants and signed voluntary easement agreements with 75% of Iowa's landowners along that route. University of Missouri researchers are working to develop the first ever vaccine proven to protect cattle from a devastating tick-borne disease called bovine anaplasmosis. The research is vital to a state like Missouri, which has a $1.6 billion cattle industry. Bovine anaplasmosis infects the red blood cells of cattle and causes hundreds of millions in economic losses nationwide every year and almost $1 billion in worldwide losses. Roman Ganta, a University of Missouri researcher, led the study that created the new vaccine. The work involves modifying the pathogen that causes anaplasmosis in a lab by deleting a specific gene and injecting the modified pathogen into cattle. The vaccinated cattle were successfully immunized against that disease. I often receive calls from cattle producers who are excited about our research and want to know how soon they can get the vaccine, Ganta says. There's currently no widely available effective vaccine against that disease. Sales of corn and beans for delivery in the 2024-2025 marketing year, which started on September 1st, jumped during the week ending on August 22nd. The Ag Department says corn sales in those 7 days were reported at 1.49 million metric tons. That's up from 1.29 million a week earlier. Mexico was the big buyer at 420,000 tons, followed by Japan and Colombia. Exports for the week reached 1.05 million tons. That's 9% below the previous week. Soybean sales for the next marketing year jumped to 2.62 million metric tons. That's up from 1.68 million during the prior week. China bought 870,000 tons, followed by Mexico and Egypt. Weekly exports rose 29% to 542,000 tons. Wheat sales in the current marketing year totaled 532,000 metric tons, 8% higher than the previous week and 53% above the previous four-week average. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.